Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God.
Which made us to
sing. We glorify your name, O God. We honor your name today. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We will continue
to
rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Glad in.
Father God, we just thank you. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We acknowledge you today,
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for another Institute of Biblical Learning session tonight, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the students that will that are on the call, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the families represented, O God. We thank you, Lord, if there's students that can't make it, oh God, we ask that you would bless them, oh God, and anoint them, oh God. Meet every need in abundance, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We speak prophetically, Lord, that you supply all our need according to your riches and glory, Lord. We praise your name,
thank
O God.
You,
we thank you, Lord, for the seed sown tonight, Lord. We thank you for the harvest, 36 and 100-fold, 1,000-fold increase in blessing, O God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, Lord God, we beat you and your cohorts.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the womb and command you be bound in Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Father God, in
thank
the name
you,
of the Lord
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, we give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. Oh, the power.
Praise,
we bless your name today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would share the roll call right now in Jesus' name.
When I call your name, you stay here. Okay. Anthony Harris?
Here.
Annette James?
Here.
Phoebe Stevenson? Penny Warren?
Hallelujah. All right. All right. Pastor Peaches, if you would, give Tiffany a phone call to see if she put in the right conference call number. All right.
Yes, sir.
For those that are here right now, we are not going to hold up anything. We're going to continue. There's a word I want you to remember. It's really two words, but we're going to work on the first word. Now, this first word, it comes from a message the Lord put on my heart on Sunday about the consequences of not growing towards spiritual maturity, not putting up the effort. Another word that will describe the consequences of not putting up the effort to grow spiritually is called gauche. And I'm going to spell it for you. That's G as in girl, A as in apple, U as in urgent, C as in child, H as in heaven, and E as in earl. And it's pronounced gauche. Now, we put an adjective in front of that. And we say spiritually gauche. Gauche means lacking in ease or grace or unsophisticated, lacking spiritual wisdom, and just spiritually offward.
Say it again. He said three things.
Okay. It is lacking ease or wisdom, or unsophisticated.
You say lacking spiritual wisdom?
Okay, let me do it all together so we have it all together again. Lacking ease.
Lacking ease. You say ease?
Ease. I don't know how to spell ease. That may be E-A-S-E, ease. Grace, unsophisticated, or being spiritually awkward.
Lacking ease, grace,
unsophisticated, and spiritually awkward.
Sophisticated or spiritually awkward.
This is the definition of spiritual ghost.
Lacking ease, grace, and
sophisticated. Spiritually awkward.
Lacking ease, grace, unsophisticated or insophisticated, right?
Oh, un.
Unsophisticated. Okay.
Spiritually awkward.
Okay.
That's the consequence of people who don't want to grow spiritually. You can see some of those folk. They've been in church for 50 years, and they still babes in Christ. They're spiritually awkward. They're lacking ease or grace. They're unsophisticated in the things of God. And when you talk about unsophisticated, you talk about wisdom, that kind of thing. They don't have it. In the syllabus, and I hope all of you have your syllabus near you, it talks about the purposes of growing towards spiritual maturity. 2 Corinthians 2:15 talks about study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed. If you are spiritually ghost, you feel ashamed. You've been in church for 20, 30 years. I was in that kind of position maybe 20 years ago. 30 years ago. I know more now than I did then because I strive to grow spiritually. Then the next scripture.
A 2 Corinthians 2:13.
In your syllabus.
I'm looking at my syllabus.
A 2 Timothy.
Oh, 2 Timothy. Yeah, you sound different tonight.
I don't know. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:15. It's in your syllabus.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Then the second scripture is in the syllabus as well.
Okay.
And that is 2 Timothy 3:16. And who would like to read that to us? 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 16. You might as well verse 16 and 17. Someone read that for me, please.
It says, it starts with all scripture. All scripture is given by, this is Deacon AJ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
And read 7.
2 Timothy 3:16.
Okay, read 17th verse. Just read one more verse.
Oh, I was reading from the syllabus. It's not there. You want me to get my Bible?
I'm sorry. All right.
I don't get the Bible.
That's okay.
Well, I got it.
Okay, go ahead and read the 17th verse.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Perfect. When we say perfect, we're not talking about don't make no mistakes. We're talking about maturity. That's what God wants us. All right. Moving on. Okay. I shared with you, I think last time, I'm not even sure now, that knowledge means information. And true knowledge comes from God. True knowledge. And when I talk about knowledge, I'm talking about true knowledge, the God kind of knowledge, the right knowledge, the true knowledge. There are five levels of knowledge. Hallelujah. Anybody want to deal with that? Because it's in your school.
Yes, I do.
Okay, who's I do? New student? Who?
No,
I can't hear
you.
It's Angie. Okay, go ahead.
Learn knowledge, reveal knowledge, activity knowledge.
Okay, I didn't hear the first one. Speak up a little louder for me.
Learn knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Reveal knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Activity knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Modeling knowledge and teaching knowledge.
That's modeling knowledge, okay. For the new students, learned knowledge is just you read it. Revealed knowledge is that the Holy Spirit has revealed unto you what you done read. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, it shows what's between the lines. Activity knowledge is doing the thing. Modeling knowledge is you find somebody who's doing what you done read, and you follow them. You are the mentee. Find a mentor. And so you be the mentee, and you follow them as they follow Christ. Teaching knowledge is that you become the mentor and you teach somebody what you done learned. Hallelujah. That's the five levels of knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Anyone want to do the seven pillars of wisdom?
Okay, I'll do it.
And who's I do? I'll do it.
I'm sorry. You can't see our faces. This is Deacon AJ.
Yeah, even if he was in front of me, I couldn't see the details.
You still can't see my face.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. you have to have a coachable, teachable spirit.
Uh-huh.
Have a burning desire to be excellent and please God.
Okay.
Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile.
Okay, yeah.
Have a heart of integrity and honesty. Have a loving heart.
Okay,
have
go ahead.
A forgiving heart.
Okay.
Have a giving heart.
Yes. And I found a word that will take into that, have a heart of integrity and honesty. And we'll spell that for you. But we're not going to change this. I just wanted to tell you the word. It's called probity. P-R-O. Probity. P is in
P-R-O.
Probity. P-R-O, B is in bird, I-T-Y. It's called probity. And it's integrity and honesty. That's what that means. I found that in dealing with some other stuff. I said, man, that's a good word. So it could take in consideration a heart of integrity and honesty, a heart of probity. But you might want to stick with the integrity and honesty, because folk may not know what you're talking about. But anyway, that's the seven pillars of wisdom. And is Tiffany on the line now?
I have been on the line the whole time.
You have? And when we called your name, you didn't say anything.
I probably was fussing with my young. I'm sorry.
You might miss something if it's good. Do you have your syllabus in front of you?
Yes, I'm following you guys in the syllabus, and I also have probity written down. It goes with integrity and honesty.
Okay. All right. And spiritually, ghost, you got that?
Spiritually, ghost, that was on another one, wasn't it?
Oh, you didn't hear that one. Well, you get that from one of your other students.
Okay.
We're not going to go over that, you need to get what that is. Okay, I want to share something with you before we go into the fourth chapter of a book, Growing Towards Spiritual Maturity. There are five subdivisions in the Old Testament and five subdivisions in the New Testament. Most people don't know that. Does anybody know those five subdivisions in the Old Testament?
In the what?
The Old Testament. Five subdivisions of the Old Testament.
Yes. It's a Deacon AJ.
Okay, go ahead.
Laws, the book of law, the book of history, the book of poetry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Major prophet and the minor prophet.
That's the five subdivisions in the Old Testament. Again, it's books of law. There are five of them. The books of history, there are 12 of them. The books of poetry, there are five of them. The major prophets, there are five of them. The minor prophets, there are 12 of them. And that equals out to 39 books in the Bible. Now, for those 39 books in the Old Testament of the Bible. Now, those who attended service on Sunday know that there's a challenge to be able to say the books of the law and then say them, what they are, and then do the same thing for the other subdivisions in the Old Testament and quote them, and there is a monetary reward when you do that. Hallelujah. Then we have five subdivisions in the New Testament. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Anybody want to give us the five subdivisions in the New Testament? Okay. Well, I'm going to...
Deacon AJ, Ken.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Deacon AJ.
Okay. You have the Gospels.
Uh-huh.
You have the Book of History.
Uh-huh.
You have the book of the Pauline epistles. You have the general epistles. And you have the book of prophecy.
All right. Again, the glory to God. The Gospels, the book of history, the Pauline epistles, the general epistles and the book of prophecy. Those are the subdivisions in the New Testament.
So I'm just sharing this with you
because it's kind of like foundation of where we're going from here. Now, hallelujah. Hello?
Could you repeat them one more time so that I can jot them down?
Okay, which one? All of them?
Well, for the New Testament, I had Gospel, History, and then where do I go from there?
Pauline Epistles.
Pauline.
P-A-U-L-E-N-E. Pauline Epistles. That refers to Paul. He wrote those books. There are 14 of them.
How you spell that? A pistol.
What was that? E-P-I-S-T-L-E, and the T is pronounced as an S. A pistol.
E-P-I-S-T.
Okay, E-P-I-S-T-L-E-S, epistles.
Mm.
And epistle stands for letters. They are letters. We call them letters today. They call them epistles back then.
Okay, and then general, is it general epistles as well?
Yes, the general Pauline epistles, the general epistles, and then the book of prophecy.
Okay.
And general epistles, there's seven of them. And one, book of prophecy is one of them, of course, that's Revelation. Many of the books, some of the Bibles have the...
That was the New Testament, and I'm sorry to back us up, but what was the Old Testament?
Books of law, books of history. Oh, by the way, the books of law, there are five of them. Books of history, there are 12 of them. Books of poetry, there are five of them. Major prophets, there are five of them. Minor prophets, there are 12 of them.
What is that one?
Minor prophets. You got major prophets, and then you got minor prophets.
Oh, minor. Okay.
Yes. And on the major. Excuse me. Question.
Teaching AJ. It's only one book in history. That's the book of Acts.
No. We're dealing with the Old Testament.
Oh, you're in the Old Testament, okay.
Yes, you're doing the Old Testament.
Okay.
Yeah, the minor prophets, that's the Old Testament. Major prophets, Old Testament. Books of poetry, that's the Old Testament. We're dealing with the Old Testament. Again, so you can understand, the books of the law, the books of law is plural. There are five of them. Books of history, there are 12 of them. Books of poetry, there are five of them. Major prophets, there are five of them. The minor prophets, there are 12 of them. And the only difference between the major and minor prophets is the length of the book. That's all. It's not they're rated. This one's a better prophet than the other one. It's just some wrote more than others. So the minor prophets, there are 12 of them. And if you add all that up, that'll be 39 books in the Old Testament. If you add up what we shared in the New Testament, that's 27. So 27 and 39 is 66 books. And it's good.
I can confirm to make sure that I have it correctly. The book of history, 5. The book of law, 12.
Okay, you're saying book. It's books. It's plural. You got to put the plural on that. Let's be excellent with what we do. Okay, it's the books of the law. And it's Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They're books of the law. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the books of the law. Then the books of major prophets.
No, okay. Wait a minute. Okay, you want to do them in order. Books of the law, then you have books of history.
Okay.
Then you have books of poetry. And sometimes you will see them as the books of wisdom. It's the same one. It's books of poetry. Then you have the major prophets, and then you have the minor prophets.
All right. So the books of law, the books of history, the books of poetry, the books of major prophets, and then the books of minor prophets.
Now, you don't have to say the books of major prophets. You can actually just say major prophets and minor prophets.
Major and minor.
Yeah, major prophets and then the minor prophets. Okay.
And all the rest of them are books.
And of course, the Gospels, you can the Gospels plural, the book of history, that's Acts, as Deacon AJ said, and this is in the New Testament. And then you have the Pauline epistles, that's plural. There are 14 of them. And then you have the general epistles. That's various people wrote those books, those letters. And there are 7 of them. And then you have the book of prophecy, and that is, of course, 1, and that's Revelation. So it's good to know this. You're in school, it's good to know this. By the way, what is the name of your school that you're in?
Right now?
Yes.
Institute of Biblical Learning?
Yes. Thank you. All right. Y'all don't know, but we've been quizzing you and testing you right now. And I want to share this with y'all. Every quiz or test is an open book test. You can have a resource sitting there. You can have your notes sitting there in front of you. Also, I do recommend that those who either their second or third semester, they use the same book, their composition notebook, just continue it for spiritual maturity. And, of course, know your Bible, because each semester we've had Know Your Bible. So I just want to continue. Don't use another book, another composition notebook. Just go continue from where you left off and keep notes. You can put dates, the date on your, as when you took the notes. But definitely use that, because something that's been said before, you may want to check it out, go back and check it, because we have a redundancy that we do, because things are remembered when we go over them over and over again. Okay. So now,
Sister Tiffany, I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. Yes.
Before we move on from the New Testament, I have the books of gospel, but I don't have how many books it is, and I have the books of history.
Okay. And you don't have to say books of gospel. Just say the gospels, and it's four of them. The gospels, there's four of them. There's one Acts, book of history. There's one of those. There's Pauline epistles, there are 14 of them. The general epistles, there's 7 of them, and of course, Book of Prophecy is 1 of them. Now, I'm being precise in what we call these, because you will see this in other Bibles, or you may see it in other works where they will refer to these things, and I want you to not be thrown off at them calling certain things different. That's why I want you to learn the exact what it is. And it's going to help you when you know that, for instance, that the books of poetry, there are 5 of them. Well, it'll help you to remember that. 5 of them, let me get to 5. Because that's how I learned how all of the books of the Bible. Because I did little bits of it. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So I dealt with one bite at a time, and I was able to do that. And Deacon AJ, she probably did one bite at a time too, and she was able to go away with a very nice cash reward. Deacon AJ, what did you receive for knowing all the books of the Bible? Or do you want to?
$100 bill.
You got $100 bill.
Amen. That was one bite at a time. You are correct.
And what we're doing for the next challenge is that you just know the books in the Old Testament or New Testament, but you got to also know the subdivisions and then say the books. And then you're going to get a nice bite of, you're going to get a nice reward also. I think that
right.
I think that a $50 bill in each envelope that we have. So how
right, because I had to, because I had to go all the way back, because I was trying to remember another way. So I did have to go all the way back and to learn the subdivisions first.
Uh-huh.
To actually get the 66 books of the Bible.
Well, that's great. And you say, well, why are we doing this? Because the Word of God is precious. The Bible, well, I won't talk about it because you're having a class come after this called Know Your Bible, and she may talk about this. But see, the King James Version Bible, every page was written in blood of martyrs to get a Bible in English. People were burned at the stake for just teaching their children the Lord's Prayer in English. But anyway, that's for another class.
That's another class.
That's next week's class. Hallelujah. The History of the English Bible. Hallelujah. Anyway, okay. Now we're going to turn in our textbook to chapter 4, and we're going to do a reading. We're going to read a paragraph, and then when we finish, we end the paragraph, and then someone's going to pick up and read another paragraph and say end the paragraph, because we're going over the stuff. Yes, we wanted you to read, but now we're going over because we don't just want you to read. We want God to reveal stuff, and we're not going past chapter 4 until we understand chapter 4 from the beginning to the end. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We're not in a rush to. I'm going to read this whole book. This book we've been using since the first semester. And we just at chapter 4 now. We ain't in a speed contest. We're in a effort to grow spirit.
To learn. Praise the Lord.
Why study? And see, that's why we're being prophetic. That's why we said the Institute of Biblical Learning. We're going to learn this thing, even if it takes whole semester on one chapter. We're going to deal with it. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, where does chapter 4 start?
Page 41.
Page 41? Okay. So we're going to turn to page 41. Hallelujah. I beg your pardon?
On page 41 of which book?
Okay. What class is this, y'all?
Growing towards spiritual maturity.
Growing towards spiritual maturity. It's spiritual maturity. Not every session of our institute, the first class is spiritual maturity. You got 9 weeks of this. In the second half of the teaching, it's going to be different books. Like we started off last week with the history of the English Bible. That's every other week. If we give you a home assignment, and not to be turned in, but to be spoken, you got 2 weeks to deal with it. Tonight, after this class, is Know Your Bible. And Pastor Peaches teaches that. So every Tuesday, we start off with spiritual maturity. That's the class. So the book you're looking at is spiritual maturity, going towards spiritual maturity. Good question. All right. So everyone should have their books, because whenever you go to class, since life is an open book test, the book is the Bible, and then we got these tools that we're going to emphasize what's in the Bible. You need to bring your tools with you. All right, Pastor Peaches, can you read the first paragraph? In chapter 4 for me, please.
Okay. Feasting on the word. Just as newborn infants must drink milk to grow, so new Christians must feed on the word of God in order to grow and mature. Reading and studying God's word provides the nourishment necessary for this growth. 1 Peter 2:2. While eating food may be only a routine of life for some people, God elevates the process of feeding on his word to a feast. Scripture compares God's word to delighting oneself, desiring gold, and eating honey. To grow and mature as disciples of Jesus, we must feast on God's word as if it is exactly what it claims to be, the very word of God himself. The word of God is the most concrete, objective truth and objective truth the disciple has to follow. In this chapter, followers of Christ will learn the characteristics of God's word, the values of studying God's word, and how to study God's word in a way that will transform their lives. Finish.
Is it in the paragraph?
Yes. What was I supposed to say? Is that said finish? What was I supposed to say? In the paragraph?
Yes.
Yeah, in the paragraph.
That's the end of a whole lot of stuff. That was my alarm that my time is up. Let me just share any questions about what Pastor Peaches has just read. Sister Angie, any questions?
No.
Really? Okay. What about Sister Tiffany? Any questions?
No.
Okay. So that was self-explanatory. Hallelujah. If you have your highlighter, I would highlight the salient, the important part of that paragraph. We're going to... Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to stop here. Now, any questions that you may have? This is Q&A right now. And I think, Tiffany, you asked a question earlier on. It wasn't time for me to answer, but now I'll answer the question. I talked about being spiritually ghost. And that word is spelled G as in girl, A as in apple, U as in urgent, C as in child, H as in heaven, E as in Earl. And what that means, in fact, I would get a student to tell what that means. What does that mean, students?
That's lacking. Oh, this is Deacon AJ. Lacking ease. Grace, insufficient, or spiritually awkward.
Okay, unsophisticated, or
unsophisticated. Oh, okay. Let me fix that.
Unsophisticated.
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 How do you spell it?
Yeah, that's a good question. You might want to
sophisticated.
So it may be sophisticated. Oh, that's a PH. Unsophisticated.
Sophisticated,
yeah.
Or spiritually awkward.
Spiritually awkward. That's the consequence of not striving or putting up the effort to grow spiritually. You become you stay a babe in Christ. You don't grow. You're still You're still dealing with milk. You're spiritually retarded. You don't grow. You're awkward. You know, when you're a little baby, they try to walk, they're kind of not balanced really good. Sometimes they fall or they got to lean on something else, you know. Or they're eating, but what are you eating? That strained food or the milk, and they get it all over themselves. They
like
often,
the baby food.
Yeah, they're on a baby food, and they get it all over, and mess all over themselves. This is what happens when you don't want to grow spiritually. This is a consequence. So, we preach the message on Sunday. I don't know if y'all heard the message, but it's true for consequence. And truth is flowing with what God says and doing it his way. But if you don't do it his way, then there's a consequence. And the consequence of not growing towards and not putting up the effort to grow spiritually. But I'm going to stop now because pretty soon I'm into Pastor Peach's.
I have a question, but it's only a second. So
okay. Can
we just, okay, so I could put that as like a B definition, like you had one or two.
Oh yeah. You can put it in your own words too. It in your own words. Spiritually awkward.
I'm talking about like the consequences of people who don't want to grow, so I can use that like for like the second definition, like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like that could be like a one in A and B or one in two definition.
Okay, spiritual ghost is the consequence. The consequence of people who don't want to grow, that the spiritually ghost is under that.
Right.
Like the general, and spiritually ghost is just one of the consequences. There's some more consequences. Let me see.
I got you. That's just one consequence. Okay,
that's
I got
one
you.
One consequence where I just talked about spiritually.
Okay, because there's more than one. Okay.
Oh yeah, there are a whole bunch of them. Let me see. I think Hebrews.
I'm
just giving you the address. You can check it out. It's Hebrews 5:11-14. Will give you some other consequences of not putting up the effort to grow spiritually. Hebrews chapter 5. Verses 11 through 15, maybe even more, but 11 through 15. 11 to 14, because I don't think there is a 15. There's no 15 in that chapter. So Hebrews 5:11-14. Hallelujah. Any other questions before I close? Because I still got a few minutes. It's your break time. Another question?
I have questions, but they can take break if they like.
No. We will not leave you with a question on your mind. Give us a question real quick.
So I'm still was writing down I needed the words, the spelling of ghost.
Ghost? Oh, that's G as in girl, A as in apple, U as in urgent, C as in child, H as in heaven, and E as in eager.
Thank you. And the spiritual ghost.
Spiritually ghost. That's with the adjective. You won't see that in the book. You won't see that in a dictionary. You will see ghost, which means mundanely, you know, outside of church, it means lacking ease, grace, unsophisticated, socially awkward. That's
socially
what it means.
Awkward?
Awkward. Awkward
awkward. Right. Got that. Was it spiritually or socially awkward?
Okay, I'm giving you the definition that you will see if you looked up ghost in a dictionary. But
okay.
The word is spiritually,
okay.
And where I'm applying it now is spiritually gauche, and so spiritually awkward, spiritually unsophisticated, spiritually don't lacking in ease or grace. All that deals with spiritually. The adjective is spiritually. We flow with all of that. But in the dictionary, when you look up the word gauche, you won't see that. You'll see maybe socially awkward, unsophisticated, lacking in ease and grace. You'll see that in a dictionary. But I'm applying this spiritually.
Okay.
Did I obfuscate at that point? Did I make everything confusing?
You didn't make it confusing, but I knew that there were five. Should it be five things underneath a spiritually growth goal? Should it be lacking?
Ease.
Grace.
Unsophisticated. Spiritually awkward. That's four. Wait a minute. Yeah, I think that's four. But, again, you just have one or two of those. You're all right. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. All right. Anyone have another question before I must close?
No, I'm good.
Amen. God bless you. Father God, we do thank you for our spiritual maturity class. We thank you, Lord, for what we shared. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just praise your name for those who are on the call today. Bless the families represented, oh God. Meet every need in abundance. We thank you. Praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. And by the way, after the class is over, if you want to get a recording of the classes, you have to text Pastor Peaches, and she will do it. She will not do it automatically because it takes about 24 hours for her to even get the recording to send to you. But if you want a recording of the class, thank you so much. Amen. Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Apologize. Forgive me. I think I'm in your time. Yeah. Now the class, what's the class you're teaching?
Know your Bible.
Y'all in another class. Let me keep quiet now. Unless you want me to say something later on. I didn't hear nothing to that. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, everybody.
Oh. Evening. This is Know Your Bible. This time I am going to call roll. Usually when we start the second class, we usually don't have to, but I want to be able to give credit for everyone that is here. Please listen for your name. Antoinette Harris?
Here.
Annette James?
Here.
Phoebe Stevenson? Okay, Tiffany Warren?
Here.
Okay.
I know what happened. I know what happened. My mute button was down.
Oh, okay. I know there was a possibility that Sister Kiwi was going to be able to make it tonight, but she did notify me prior to class starting, and she is excused from class tonight, but it's still a possibility that she was going to be able to listen in. Hallelujah. Anytime you feel that if an emergency or health situation may come up or any type of emergency may come up, if you're able to contact your instructors prior to class, please do so, even if it's a slight chance that you may not be able to make it because of an emergency. Please notify them prior to class if you're able to. Hallelujah. Tonight's class is Know Your Bible. Hallelujah. Everyone have your syllabus. Please take your syllabus out. And the first things we will be doing is going through the syllabus. Tonight is the first class of Knowing Your Bible. And this class is every other week. Do I have a reader for the first class, for the first page of the syllabus?
Speak it, AJ.
All righty.
Which one, me or Angie?
I only heard
me.
One person.
Okay.
It was me. I
think the Institute of Biblical Learning of the House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, RYMM. Syllabus 301. Course, Know Your Bible 301. Duration, 40-minute classes. Start?
Four
40-minute classes.
Mm-hmm.
Start date, February 14th, 2023. Instructor, Pastor W. M. Bird. Through the Holy Spirit. Day, Tuesdays, time 7:50 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Place, virtual. Virtual. Address, 1605-475-4800. Access code, 759849. Text, the Holy Bible, King James, Amplified, and the Message Bible. Okay. Oh, Know Your Bible. Collateral Works. The Strong Concordance. Office hours, Monday through Friday, time 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Number 410-444-5152. The syllabus is subject to change at any time. Wow.
Thank you so much, Deacon AJ. And I know the pastor laughed because, at least I heard him laugh in the background. That's his office hours. That's his office. But any time that you are, if there is a need to contact me during from 2 to 4, please feel free. I'll make myself available even if I'm driving down the road. It's just what happens if someone calls and it's for something about Knowing Your Bible. I will I'll be available.
Excuse me, Pastor Peaches. I'd just like to say one word. Oops.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a reader for the second page?
Sure.
Yes, sister. Thank you.
Institution of Biblical Learning.
Institute.
Sorry, of Biblical Learning. For the basis of the Bible, of Bible study.
Wait a minute. There's some little words, Tiffany. Underneath the Institute of Biblical Learning.
Oh, there is. So sorry. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, RWMM.
R-Y.
R-Y. I'm so sorry. I need my glasses on. R-Y-M-M. Who got you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spiritual basics of Bible study.
You still say spiritual, scriptural.
I don't know what's going on here.
Scriptural.
This will be my daughter. Scriptural.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, daughter. Scriptural basics of Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
study to show thyself approved upon God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. All scriptural is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for connection, for instructions in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Remember, life is an open book test, and the book is the Holy Bible. The five levels of knowledge are learned knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, teaching knowledge.
Thank you. Good job. Good job. Hallelujah. And when y'all, when a test is given, some of the information that is in this syllabus is what a test or a quiz will come from. Some of it. So therefore, it's like the five levels of knowledge. A quiz may be given, and we ask, what are the five levels of knowledge? Even a question that says that may be worded as, what is the name of the school that you attend? It's the Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. There'll never be like trick questions. I used to hate them when I was in college myself, because you were like, oh my gosh, what is he really asking? And you're scared to answer because if I answer this way, it's going to be marked wrong. I'm going to lose some points. So you don't have to worry about trick questions. Can I have a reader for the third page, for the next page?
I'll read it. Where is it, though? Sister Tiffany, read it.
Wait a minute. You did red test. Can I have another reader? If I don't have another reader, then I'll tell you. I know we're kind of limited tonight.
Well, Deacon AJ read it.
All righty. Thanks.
Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, RYMM, Certificate in Christian Education Program, Virtual. Rules for tuition, attendance, and punctuality. Must be present at all classes. Number two, tuition must be paid in advance. Number three, student is considered late if he or she misses roll call. Number four, only two excused latenesses and absences allowed. Mm-hmm. Failure to keep these regulations, the students will not receive a certificate. However, he or she may finish the course. No refunds or tuition are allowed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Can I have a reader for the next page? Please keep in mind that because this semester is virtual and nothing is turned in, your grade is from your participation. Angie, can you read this page, please? Angie? Did you leave us, Angie?
Mm-hmm.
I can read it for you if you like, Sister Tiffany.
Thank you, Sister Tiffany. And we must ask that everyone stays on for the whole time of the class. If you have to leave to use the restroom, say, hey, I'm stepping out for a few minutes. If you think you're going to pass out, say, oh, see, oh, I feel myself faint. That lets me know if I call on you, then why are you not answering? Thanks, Tiffany.
You're welcome. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, RYMM, extra credit. Extra credit may be. I'm sorry?
Okay, wait a minute. Then my pages must be out of order then. Because I have the order of class as my next page, wait a minute.
I have order of class of mine, too.
Okay, turn to the order of class, Tiffany.
Which one is that? Order of class?
Yes, order of class.
I don't have that. I just have extra credit and then the seven, what is it, pillars of wisdom?
And look behind that page.
Nothing else is behind that page. I'm sorry.
He missed one.
Do you have three pages left in your hand?
I have two.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and read.
I'll read.
Okay. Wait a minute. Tiffany, let AJ do the order of class, and then you read the one that you have.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Order of classes. Praise and worship song. Prayer, roll call, course content, Q&A, prayer, final grade, 100% class participation. The grade for this part of the learning process will consist of the following. Your questions, replies to oral quizzes and tests, your comments and suggestions.
Thank you. AJ, then go ahead, Tiffany, please.
Okay.
Read the next page you had.
Okay. Institute of Biblical Learning of the Potter House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, RYMM, extra credit. Number one, extra credit may be used to add to a specific test or quiz grade. Number two, extra credit can also be used to make up for missed assignments. Number three, one extra credit point is earned per day by being on the morning worship call at 7 a.m., area code 720-527-5952, and the access code is 103-4545. Number four, five extra credit points are earned each time you attend the Sunday International Victory Service at 3 p.m. Number five, the student must specify which test, quiz, or assignment they wish to apply their
accrued
extra credit points.
Thank you. When a test is given, and if you get the wrong answer, or and let's say you have an excused absence, or you didn't make the grade that you wanted to, when you have extra credit points, you can apply the extra credit points to that particular. But you would have to tell us. Okay. So instead of having, let's say, a 20, your extra credit points can go to that to make it a better grade. Every Sunday that you attend, this goes for everybody. Every Sunday that you attend service at 3 o'clock, it's five extra points. Every morning that we have a morning roll call, morning prayer and worship, a point is added. There's I have a book, and I'll have to check off who was in morning prayer, who was on the prayer call, you know, That all of that adds to your grade.
Okay.
That was the extra credit. Because sometimes we may fall short. We may give a wrong answer. We may not make the grade that we want in class. But and that's why it's good to stack up your extra credit points. And your extra credit points, you'll be able to. But you have to let us know. The student would have to let us know where they would want us to apply those extra credit points. Okay? And the last page is 7 pillars of wisdom. Did Angie return? Angie? You may have fallen asleep. Okay? I'll read number 1. Proverbs 9:9-10. Proverbs 15:22. Someone read number 2, please.
As a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Hebrews 11:1-6. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Colossians 3:23.
Number 3.
Excuse me, can I just ask a question real quick, please?
Yes.
On that one, is it burning desire to please God and be excellent? Or what is that?
It says, have a burning desire to be
okay.
Excellent.
I was getting ready to say oops again, but y'all have to bear with me, you know, when I do.
I didn't read that correctly.
You're fine, dear.
Okay.
He's doing fine. No, I'm just saying, I thought I had another oops. Well, you have to excuse my dust, because sometimes I put things in the wrong order. Okay, go ahead now.
Okay. Thanks. Tiffany, can you read number 3, please?
Sure. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. John 9:4, Matthew 5:41.
Thank you. Number 4, have a heart of integrity and honesty. Exodus 20:16, Romans 13:9b, Ecclesiastes 5:5. Speaking, AJ, can you read number 5?
Have a loving heart. Romans 13:8, Romans 13:35, Mark 12:30-31.
Thank you. Sister Tiffany? Can you read number 6, please?
Of course. Have a forgiving heart. Matthew 6:12-15, Mark 11:25-26.
Okay. Number 7, have a giving heart. Luke 6:38, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Hallelujah. That was the last page in the syllabus. And when y'all have free time or sometimes it's even good to sacrifice some time. Just take out the 7 pillars of wisdom. Sometimes you may want to sacrifice a movie in the evening or something like that. And you may even want to get 7 file cards and put each one of these, put number your 7 file cards. And put one of these on each one of your file cards. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Bam. But also put the scriptures. Proverbs 9:9-10. Proverbs 15:22. Put the scriptures on your file cards too. You never know when a pop quiz may come up. And I may ask, what is the 5th? Pillar of wisdom. The students that attend church, Pastor Bird has asked on Sunday, did somebody tell me the 7 pillars of wisdom? And Tiffany, you know, I just want to share something with you. On Sunday morning, during service, our service isn't Sunday mornings, but in service, Pastor different ones or at different times, what's the seven pillars of wisdom? And he gives out money for knowing this information. I've never seen that in the church before, but he just wants to encourage people to know scripture, to know different things that that he shares, and it and he has proven it to be profitable. So it's nice. So also, in the last class of students, some of the things that, that the pastor went over in the last class, they may be repeated in this one. This is the this class is knowing your Bible. There were some things that the that Pastor Bird went over in the last in his class in spiritual maturity that may be repeated in this class tonight. I would like for everyone to know in the book, Know Your Bible, know your table of contents. If you open up your table of contents, it will help you if you were to put brackets and you were to loop your books of law together, put a circle around your books of law, then put a circle around your books of history. Put a bracket around your books of poetry. Put a bracket around your five major prophets, and then your 12 minor prophets. And if you even come up with a song, that'll even help you memorize it. I can't sing the song for you, but what I'm saying is finding an easy way to memorize your table of contents. There are what was shared with us before was to make it memorable. Somehow come up with something that you can connect the books of law together. If you can make up a word or make up a sentence that would take in the first letter of each one of the books of law, first word beginning with a G, the next word beginning with an E, the next word beginning with an L, the next word beginning with an N, and the next word beginning with a D. It would help you remember Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. When I was in college, I was taught that trick. And Dr. Bird was, he was the one that taught me that. Okay? And so sometimes when there is a number of things you have to memorize in order, sometimes it would help if you found a way to hook the things together. That's all. There are some things I would like for y'all to, some notes I would like for y'all to take down. Did I lose anybody?
I'm still here.
Okay. I want to give y'all some numbers to write down.
Mm-hmm.
There are 1,189 chapters in the Bible.
1,001.
I will repeat it. Mm-hmm. Write down 1,189 chapters in the Bible. There is, write down the number 929 and the capital letters OT behind it. We stand for Old Testament. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was 929 and then put 02?
O-2, not 0. O-2 stands for Old Testament.
Oh, the number, the letter O. Gotcha.
Yes. Write down the number 260, the letter N, and the letter T, which would stand for New Testament. That's that means 260 chapters in the New Testament, 929 chapters in the Old Testament. You will be asked these numbers again, so apply them to your memory. make a game out of you. If you add the 929 and the 260, you will come up with 1189. There, okay, I have another number I want you to write down. 783, 137. There's 783,137 words in the KJV, King James Version, Bible. Whenever we speak about the Bible, if I don't mention a Bible to go to, we will always be talking about the King James Version. And everyone, we made sure everyone has a King James Version Bible. That number was 783,137. The middle scripture in the Bible, the middle scripture, and so I'll say the middle scripture is Psalm, and Psalms begin with a P. It's Psalms 118. That's the middle chapter in the Bible.
That's the smallest chapter in the Bible?
No, that's the middle.
Okay, Psalms 18 is the middle chapter of the Bible.
Yes, Psalms 118.
Okay, middle chapter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's the middle chapter because there's 594 chapters in the front of it, and 594 chapters after it.
I have a question. You said it's the middle scripture, or is it the middle chapter?
The middle chapter. If you went from the front of the Bible and the back of the Bible, you will meet in the middle. You will meet at Psalms 118.
Okay.
Another fact, the longest verse in the Bible is Esther chapter 8. Verse 9.
Esther.
Chapter 8. Verse 9.
And that's the longest verse.
And when you're writing chapters and verses, you'll make the number, the two dots for, I think, the colon. Is that a colon or semicolon? Colon and nine. Okay. And that verse has 43 words in it. We may even have some trivia, sometime, and I may ask, what is the longest verse in the Bible? And so, what would somebody say?
Esther 8, verse 9.
Very good. And how many words is in it?
43 words.
Very good. Yep. The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept.
You said the shortest verse?
Yes. The shortest Bible verse in the Bible, the shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept, and it is found in St. John 11:35.
And what are you saying when you after you say the shortest verse? You said the shortest verse, and then you said something else before St. John 11:35.
The shortest verse in the Bible.
Got it. The shortest verse in the Bible was St. John 11:35.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is that Jesus wept. She was telling you what the verse was.
Oh, okay. She was just, okay. Got it.
Thank you. Okay. One of the books that we will be using from time to time is the Strong's Concordance.
Mm.
That's a, one of the books that we will be referring to.
Mm.
So please acquaint yourself with it. I'll never throw y'all into it. But it is a book to get yourself acquainted with. Sometimes just sit down and go through it. Find out, look at your table of contents. Look and see how many chapters or it's in it. Look at your Greek section, your Hebrew section, your appendix, your words. Look at your section. Become familiarized with it. Look at the book as the same way you would look at a dictionary, a comic book, a newspaper. Become familiarized with it. Look at behind each scripture reference in there. There is a set of numbers that starts off with a G or starts off with an H. And find out why it starts off with a G, why it starts off with an H. Look at the chapters in the back. There's some map in the back. Become acquainted with the map. Don't allow it to frighten you or cause you to be fearful. If you ever feel like that, close the book, push it away.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to it later on. Don't allow it to conquer you. You conquer the book. Something in it that puzzles you, give me a call. Say, hey, I don't understand this.
First Lady Berg. Pastor Berg.
Yes.
Which book is this that you're speaking in regards to?
Oh, the Strong Concordance. It's the biggest book that you have, and it's heavy.
Okay.
It's the strong Concordance.
Okay.
Any scripture that you ever want to know where it's found, even if you only know, you may only know four words in that scripture. But if you find one of the, you can look up one of the words in the Strong Concordance, and you can find out where that scripture is.
Okay.
We will,
dictionary. So this is like the Bible. Is this like the Bible's dictionary?
No. It's a big, thick book.
Yeah, the big, thick one. I got it.
Yes.
Okay.
There are five subdivisions in the New, I was saying, in the Old Testament. I said earlier some of the things that Pastor Bird said, something it may be a repeat. This is one of the things. There are five subdivisions in the Old Testament. There are five subdivisions in the New Testament. Know the divisions like the back of your hand. If I ask you, where are the Pauline epistles? Right off the top of your head, New Testament. Where are the books of the law? Boom. Well,
I got it.
Very good. Very good. Become so familiar with it, even if y'all have to make file cards. If you need file cards, get some file cards or cut up some notebook paper and make file cards out of them. Put the information on file cards. The more you know of the Word of God, the more you know of the Bible, it will be easier each time you open up the Bible to find a scripture. It will help you. If somebody was to say, it's some scripture that Paul wrote, and this isn't it, then you know that person's talking about the New Testament. Paul wasn't in the Old Testament.
Right.
You know, you will at least know the second part of the Bible, which is the New Testament. You'll know to go into the Pauline epistles, or go into and which direction to go into. And someone says, oh, the Song of Solomon. Oh, my goodness, there's some hot scriptures in the Song of Solomon. There's some juicy stories in the Song of Solomon. And so, therefore, what part of the Bible are you going to? Old or New Testament?
Old Testament.
Very good. If somebody comes up with any story in the when you learn your subdivisions, you will know just where to go if somebody tells you a certain type of story. If somebody start naming different times or dates, or not really dates, but different stories, whatever, you say, oh, uh-huh. Somebody talks about Jonah and the whale, you know you aren't going to Revelation.
Not.
You going to what part of the Bible?
The Old Testament.
Very good. But it's all going to be fun, y'all. We are going to have fun with learning the Bible, learning some foundational things, and they will prove profitable to you. It's going to be a joyful ride. You're going to learn so much. Anytime that y'all want to, you have a question, feel free, write down that question and call, make a phone call during the office hours and ask that question. But so that you don't forget the question, please write it down. Thank you so much for your participation tonight. I'm sorry we lost one student. I think Andrea fell asleep.
You
may have had a long day, but y'all, when you do come to class, try to sit in an uncomfortable chair. Don't get so comfortable that you do nod off and fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor Bird did share that if you wanted a copy of the class, if you need a copy of the class, then please request it, and then after you request it, at least give me 24 hours to send it, because we have to order it. We have to tell it's someone else that we have to give that order to, and they have to send it to us, and then we can send it out to you. It's 8:32. Thank you so much for your participation, yes. Pastor Burns.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Love you all. God loves you.
Nothing you can do about it.
And again, happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, love
you
all.
Thank you.